You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Kasama natin ngayong umaga ang dalawang kabataan, si Paula Cuyugan at si Vichelle Carleon. Good morning!
Good morning po!
Good morning! Nagbabalik kayo, you're back to talk about more about your teenage life or how the activities that you're doing affects your teenage life and your activities as a teenager. Paula, you just turned 18?
Yes.
But before you turned 18, have you been doing fashion shows, modeling?
I've been doing modeling since I was 14 years old. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you, Vichelle, you started young, isn't it?
Oh, I only started last year.
Oh, last year. Okay.
But I was like 14.
Yeah, still young.
Same age.
But how did you start? Paano kayo nagsimula? Was it you being forced by mom? Merong ganun bang factor?
No, actually, my mom's friend recommended us to this modeling show. And then ever since then, they've been calling me to like go with. So Tita Maria was my mentor, actually. She was my very first mentor and she trained me ever since then. And I've been with her since 2015. So
wow.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. And is that modeling?
Yeah, it's modeling, not beauty pageants. I just started beauty pageants last year. So my first pageant was Miss Australasia. And for that, I won Miss Australasia Global Youth Ambassador. And then I competed internationally in the Philippines. And yeah, I represented Miss Australasia Global Youth Ambassador.
Wow. And also you, Vichelle, isn't it?
Yes.
Miss Global Teen.
No. Miss Australasia Official Charity Queen 2017.
Is it the same year that you both did?
Yeah. That was my first too. Yeah. My first pageant.
Our first pageants.
What interests you to do pageants and modeling?
I don't know.
I don't really have an inspiration. Like, I just remember my mom saying that I was going to do like a pageant and a fashion show, and I just agreed. But then I remember when I was younger, I used to like try on my mom's clothes and her shoes, and then I used to just walk around doing my own modeling in the house.
But your mom is a makeup artist.
Yes.
And she's also into fashion?
Very much so.
So we can say she's your inspiration.
Yeah. She inspires me to do my makeup.
And you, Paula?
Yeah, as for me, it would be, my mom would be my inspiration, actually. My mom and my grandma, they've, ever since I was young, they've been like dressing up really nicely. And I guess I grew up watching them dress like, you know, fashionistas.
Yeah. In our previous interview with you when you came to the studio, you mentioned you want to be a doctor in the future. But how is it juggling what you are doing in fashion, modeling, pageants? How do you think you'll be able to get through to medicine school?
I'm not sure. Well, I try study whenever I have time. I make time for studies and, you know, just stay up at night doing schoolwork and hopefully get the ATAR that I needed.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Actually, sometimes it's kind of hard to balance everything, but I try and make it through.
And you, Vichelle?
Well, it's
you're still in year 10.
Yeah, so it's not as hard as Paula.
Yeah.
But assignments, they do get hard because it's not like they separate the assignments. They all put it together in a close time.
Yeah.
And then I'm always busy. Like, every weekend, I'm always doing something. But I always have to make time. Like, after school, I'll do my assessments.
Yeah. Nagkakaroon po ba kayo ng time for yourself too? Because I know for normal kids' life, you used to, or most of the teenagers or kids go to the shopping center, do shopping. Like, you still do teenage stuff.
Yeah,
we still do teenage stuff. Yeah, whenever we're free from modeling and stuff, we meet up with friends. Or after school, I go to the mall with my friends.
Yeah, same after school because I go to Westfields. My school's right next to it.
Right next to it, yeah.
Mm. Do you have any sports that you love that you are still able to do?
I'm not really.
I don't really, like play competitively. Like, I'll play with my family, like, volleyball or nukeball or badminton.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not really into sport, but
swimming.
Yeah, swimming. Yeah, my friends and I just, whenever we meet up, we try like swimming or like frisbee touch. Yeah.
Do you think that, because you started Vishal 14 last year with pageants and also with modeling, and you, Paula, you started at the age
14.
At 14?
Yeah.
At the age of 14. You start modeling and fashion. But if you have the other way, would you still choose this?
I think I would still choose this because it's quite a, it's a different experience.
Yeah.
From what I've seen to like my friends. Also, it's like it gives you more confidence as well.
Yeah, helps build it.
Yeah, it helps build confidence. And actually, a lot of the mentors and organizers have taught me a lot. They've been one of my inspirations, actually, because they taught me how to be more humble, down to earth, and like help people and stuff. So it's actually a
how
very
to
good
deal
experience.
With certain situations. Yeah.
Vishal, I know we had you before, I think last year or early this year, with the pageant that you had before, and you were too shy. What has fashion shows and pageants given you?
It definitely has given me a lot of confidence. Yeah. Like, I think that's one of the main things, because now I'm still shy, but it's giving me like more confidence. Like before, like I'll just, my family would be with a group of like new people, and I would be in the, like
in the corner,
sitting there, sitting there. Yeah, I don't want to like introduce myself, just say hi and then leave. But now, like, I have the confidence to hi, introduce myself and stuff like that. Yeah.
Do you think you gain more friends joining pageants?
Yeah.
Because with the confidence, like,
definitely.
Yeah. I have the confidence to approach people and we become friends talking.
For our young listeners, like teenage listeners, what can you advise them if they are being given a chance to do modeling and fashion? Should they accept it or just leave it for the moment?
For me, I think they should accept it because like starting young also like gives you more opportunities in the future, because you, the more experience you have, the better you'd get. So if they do accept it young, they also get like the experience, and they'll know if that's the path they want to take. So yeah, for me, they should accept it young.
Yeah, for me, I think like they should choose what they really want to do. Like if they're having like thoughts, oh, maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't, I think they should take it.
Yeah.
Because if they really like it.
Yeah, if they really like it, they should see if they like it. Because it's not like once you go into it, you, there's no going out.
Yeah.
You have a choice. You can always back out.
In 3 to 5 years, are we still going to see you at the fashion ramps and pageants?
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see, Paula, you're tall and beautiful as well as Vishal, but do you think you're going to be joining pageants internationally, like big ones, in the future?
We'll see. probably. Hopefully, the more training, I guess, and if there's opportunities, I would probably accept them.
And yeah.
And you, Vishal?
I wish to compete overseas. Just like depending on like what I'm doing in the future,
yeah,
I guess.
It depends
as
well in the future and how we're doing and
what you're doing at that time. Yeah.
And we're gonna babantayan namin kayo. We'll look after like we'll watch out what you guys are doing in the future, and hopefully to have you back in the program, whatever endeavor or undertakings you're gonna go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, and good luck to your studies. I know you're having your HSC soon, Paula.
Yes.
Yeah, and 2 more years for you.
Yes.
Or less than 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit less than 2 years.
Yes. Isa na lang, if you are to choose fashion, modeling, studies, makeup, what is it for you? Vishal.
Makeup, because it also helps build my confidence. Confidence on what I look. Because I feel like I look better with makeup.
But you're beautiful without makeup. And you, Paula.
For me, I'd actually pick the medicine field because I want to help people get better and stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just really into helping people feeling better and like get good health and well-being.
And I think the pageants that you had joined before, it it has the charity part of it, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I've done a charity in Philippines. We actually donated stuff at a rural area at a school in Philippines called Magalang, in Pampanga.
Mm.
So yeah, some of my friends and family friends donated some money to support us, donate like fans and food for the children.
I think that the best part of you joining the pageants, because it has a charity part where at the very young age you are being
exposed.
You can see, exposed to this kind of charity giving.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like you're also enjoying the experience and at the same time you get to help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good for you.
Yeah. Hopefully I do more charities as well.
Yes. Mm. Thank you very much, Richelle Carleon and Paula Kuyugan.
Thank you.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.